all the helpers this morning got you looking for your replacement?
I'm telling you, somebody tried to tell me we were doing the wrong Mikamoka, but that certain somebody wasn't up here, so they don't get to tell me anything when they're not up here. Just saying, a certain unnamed somebody, Lily. Yeah. All right, so the glory inside the tent. The first scripture we're going to talk about is Exodus 40, verses 34 to 36. Then the cloud covered the tabernacle of meeting. The glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Oh, that's going to be a glorious day. Amen. Moses was not even able to enter the tabernacle because the cloud rested above it. And the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Whenever the cloud was taken up from above to the tabernacle, and the whole children of Israel would have to go on in all their journeys. And then in Psalm 27:4, one thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. And also Ezekiel 44:6, they shall enter my sanctuary. They shall come near my table to minister to me, he says. Imagine that we could minister to him. And they shall keep my charge. And lastly, we have Hebrews 4:16. Let us come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. I love those scriptures. So, when we talk about the tabernacle and we think about it, if we were to look at it on the outside, what would it look like on the outside? Plain? Probably dark brown, black maybe? A lot like the tents, except much, much larger, of the other desert dwellers. It wouldn't look like a whole lot of anything, just an old tent that was very, very big. But when we went inside the tabernacle, oh, that's another story entirely. For as we walk in to the tabernacle and we look around us, what we see is nothing short of the miraculous. It's gorgeous. We're talking about the incense altar. We're talking about the menorah of braided gold. We're talking about such exquisite things that we today don't even have a comprehension of what it is. The people in Israel that are trying to rebuild the temple are having a difficult time because there's nothing like what we have depicted here in the scriptures for that. So you step inside and everything has changed. It is a holy place. It is a chamber with the table of presence where the And also where the ark in the Holy of Holies is, where the table of where the Ten Commandments are being held in this. I mean, things that are priceless, that we can't even put a price on. It's just so incredible. So these hidden things are there, but they're in an outer container that is just, oh, so-so. Not very pleasant to look at particularly. So where am I going with this? Why am I talking about this? Well, first of all, when we are existing in the world we are in now, what does the world put an emphasis on? The outer container, right? And it's shiny, and it may look real good, but there isn't a whole lot of substance to it. In fact, we're usually disappointed. Look at kids. They get a toy and the wrapping is so great and everything's so wonderful, and in 2 minutes they're through with it. That's this world. It's not like that in God's kingdom, in God's world. God's emphasis is not on the outside. It is on the inner. In fact, as we follow God into his world, we go the way of the cross. That's often not a very comfortable place to be, is it? In fact, we might even say that on first look or second look or even third look, It's not comfortable. It's not pretty. It's not something that would readily attract us, because he speaks to us inwardly, in our inner man, in our hearts. And so, as we go along on this course, we see that on the outside, it may look hard and difficult and boring and something that we don't even want to do sometimes. I know myself, when I first became a believer, it was like my concept of Christianity or walking with the Lord was, oh, you have to give up this and you have to give up that. And it was all this negative stuff, and it looked very hard and very difficult and not something particularly appealing for a young person. But then I began to go deeper, and that's why I said that to you all earlier. Go deeper in your walk, because that is where the buried treasure is. Go deeper into your knowing God, and your knowing Him. As you go deeper, there is the precious, glorious presence of God in your life. And you can only get that when you take the time to go deeper. Go deeper and deeper and deeper still. Go ever deeper, beyond the surfaces, beyond the appearances, beyond the tent skins, to the treasures that await you. Only those who go inside will see the treasures. Go beyond the curtains today, deeper and deeper into the tent of meeting, to the innermost sanctum, for you will find His glory there. Amen.